Now, we're just beginning Hilchos Birchos Hamazon, Umayim Achroinim, Halacha Aleph, which is in Likutei Halachos, Orachaim Chelek Beis, Al Pima Shegosafti Leil, Behilchos Netila Sudaim, Ubetzias Apas, Halacha Aleph, Sheho Achilo Hibichinas Hamshochas Hadas Kanal. Rav Nosson Zal says the discussion that we're going to have now is based on what was mentioned earlier, that Achila is a concept of drawing Das upon oneself. V'chein kosav rabbeinu b'mayim arvayihi heim merikim sakeim, simen yud zayim, shayidei ho'achilo nishlam hadas, ayin shom. Rabbeinu Zal also makes mention of this in Torah yud zayin and Likut Imram. There he talks about achilo being related to the mizbeach, shulchan yishalom ekhabar kemizbeach, v'yalkein tzorech litoil mayim achroinim achar achilo. And it's for this reason that a Jew has to wash mayim achroinim after he finishes eating. Because the Mayim Achroinim symbolizes the little bit that we have to give to the Sitra Achra, to the Satan. That a Jew usually cannot take everything for the Kiddusha without giving the Sitra Achra its due. It has to be given a small amount. Ki ikar yinikosam humisham, because the main yinika of the Sitra Achra is from there. Mebechinas mizbeach. Shehu shulchanoi shalodam, from the Mizbeach. In Torah Yud Zayin, in Chelek Aleph of Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal mentions there at the end of paragraph Beis, he says that as a result of a person doing bad things, al yidei maisim roim nischashech sichloi biksilus, the person gets foolishness in his head. Dahainu deois nifsodois, v'chochmois nochrios. And then he begins paragraph Gimel. The way that a person corrects the foolishness, Hualidei Bechinas Mizbeach. Ki Iker Yenikas Haksilus, Dahainu Haklipois, Hurak Mibechinas Mizbeach. The main place from which klipois and foolishness is able to connect to a person is from the concept of the Mizbeach, as is brought in the Zohar Kodesh Parshas Truma, Daf Kuf Lamites. Hainu bechinas achila. Ki shulchono yishalot ha-mechaper ka-mizbeach. Because we know that the Gemara says today we don't have a mizbeach. What's our mizbeach today? The table that you eat on. If a person eats bigdusha, his food is considered like offering sacrifices on the mizbeach. U'mishom ikar yinikosam. And this is the main place from which they have a yinika, the klipois, from the achila, from the shulchan. V'yalkein afilu achar achilas ish ha-kosher, and this is why even when a very religious person eats, right when he finishes eating, he feels a little bit of a tiredness or a lack of clarity. Because ksilus, the klipa, is draw from the achila. That's a main place for them. And they have to get their share. The klipois, the sitra achra, has to be given its portion. The whole thing is to be careful not to give them more than a certain minimum. Voz kishamizbech ketikuno yehainu kshachila bekashrus azay nichnuam haklipois hainu axilus, etc., etc. And he says valyidei valkein alyidei achila bekashrus, and therefore when a Jew eats the right way, nichna haksilus, he ends up being machnias, subdued, getting rid of the foolishness. V'nisroimeim haseichel, and his seichel is elevated. Kemo shematzino b'gemara, as the Gemara says in Baba Kama, when Rava asked Rav Nachman a question, and Rav Nachman said, I can't answer you right now. Litzafra, the next morning, Amalei, he gave me the answer. And he said, V'haytoli amarlech buruta, the reason why I didn't give you the answer yesterday at night, Dolayachli bisra de tura, was because I had not yet eaten meat. Nimtza, shalidei shalayochal, loyhoysa daitoi tzlula. Implying that because he hadn't eaten, his mind was not clear enough to be able to give the answer. Kyalidei ho achilo, nichna haksilos, v'nizgadel hasechel, etc., etc. When? If the person eats the right way. In this paragraph, there's more, I gave you most of it. In that paragraph in Torah Yud Zayin Likutei Moran is where Rabbeinu Zal really explains this clearly. That achila is the place where if a person's eating the right way, he'll elevate his das, he'll expand his mind. Wine, tirosh, tehei rosh. A person drinks wine, it opens up his das if he eats it the right way, if he drinks it the right way. drinks it the wrong way, it messes up his mind. And so too, bichlal in achila. If a person eats the right amount and the right way, it gives him clarity in thinking. And if a person eats the wrong way, chas v'shalom, his thinking cloudy. Tired, he has to go to sleep, has to lay down as a result of eating. What are you talking about? Eating is supposed to energize you, and especially energize the moyach. The answer is, it's a prush. There's both are involved there. There's das and ksilus fighting each other at the time of achila. Ayin sham, look over there in Likut Imran Tur Yud Zayin, in the first half of Likut Imran, where this is discussed. Ubehechrich loses lohem yenika v'chius betzimtzum kidei shelo yizgabru beyoser v'yechas v'shom kilkel adas legamri. And it is necessary, it is obligatory to give the sitrachra its yenika and its chius betzimtzum in a controlled way, a certain minimum that they need. Said, because if you don't give them that, they'll get very powerful and chas v'shalom cause a complete kilkul adas, a complete messing up of the mind. This is the concept of mayim achroinim, these waters, these tamei waters that we throw out. It's, you know, we wash the meal, the water is tamei, it has to be thrown out. Nimtza shemayim achroinim hu kiyum hadas. So if that's the case, if Mayim Achroinim represents that little bit that we give to the Sitra Achra, in order for us to be able to get away with the success in our meal, which is, so then that Mayim Achroinim is a concept of Kiyum Hadas. Ki im lav yizgabru chas v'shalom kanal. Because if you don't give them the Mayim Achroinim, then the klipos will work on you and they'll mess up your brain completely chas v'shalom. And it's for this reason that when the Gemara, when the Shulchan Aruch talks about these, the waters at the meal, it puts them together, Mayim Rishonim and Achroinim. Even though you would think that it's two completely different things. This is for the Sitra Achra and this is for Kedusha. What? No, they're both serving the same purpose. By giving the Sitra Achra what you're supposed to give it, that's part of the kedusha. That's part. That's the insurance that you'll retain the kedusha and everything. Ki shneim letzoyrech inyan echad. They're both working towards the same goal. Ki mayim rishonim kedei letayr hayodayim lahamshich hadas misham kanal. Because the purpose of mayim rishonim is to purify your hands, to be able to do what? To draw das from Hashem. That's why when you wash your hands for bread, you say, Se'u yideichem kodesh uvorchu es Hashem. And you hold up your hands, motioning that we want to receive das, seichel, from Hashem. What is das in Kabbalah? Das is a combination of chachma and bina. That's why mayim has the yud in the middle. Yud is chachma. The yud of yud is chachma. And mems on both sides. Mem is bina. It's the Mishnah Berkeolis. Ben arboim lebina. To show that mayim is a kind of meme hadas. Rav Nosson Zal use that word many times. Mayim is an inyan of das. So mayim rishonim, for sure, when you wash your hands for bread, you're showing that you want to be zecha to draw das upon yourself. As Rav Nosson Zal explained earlier, in Hilchos Netilas Yedayim Lesudan, etc., and that's why after you finish eating, during the Suda, you are being mamshech das upon yourself. How? By learning at the meal, by making brachas the right way, and by eating the right way, by eating good, kosher, healthy food, you're drawing das upon yourself. We said before, bread is brain food. The word lechem is bigamatria three times yudke vavke, corresponding to the three parts of the brain. You dip it in salt, melach. Melach is also three times yudke vavke, showing this concept of moichin, the gimel moichin. So the achil, and we said before, eating meat, moichin, brains, that's how the Rav was able to answer the shaila better. So that's the meal. And after the meal, the Mayim Achroinim is to give the Sitra Achra their portion so that the Das will remain with you. Lahavdil, it's like milking a cow, and then when the cow finishes milk, the cup is full, the cow kicks it over, right? You don't want the cow to kick it over. So therefore, the washing the hands before is to prepare yourself to draw Das. During the meal, you're drawing the Das. Washing Mayim Achroinim is locking it up, sealing it so that the Sitra Achra won't kick over the whole bucket. V'zeh sham razal, and this is why the Gemara says, v'hiskadishtem elomayim rishonim. There's a pasuk that says, v'hiskadishtem v'hiyisem kedoshim. So the Gemara says, v'hiskadishtem is the first waters. V'hiyisem kedoshim elomayim achronim. Ki shnehem b'chinas kedusha. Because both waters, even those second waters which you're giving away to the Sitra Achra, that's also kedusha. Ki ikar kedusha hu hadas kanal, because the main kedusha of a person is the moichin of the person, the das the kedusha. V'ato medukto ketev limud razal levrocha b'mikra, and now you can understand very, very well how the rabbis interpret this pasuk. Ki v'hiskadishtem hu loshen hiskatshus mechodosh shetzorech lirois liskadish. The word v'hiskadishtem implies a new kedusha. Knows that you're taking upon yourself something that you did not have before. This is how the rabbis learned out the halacha of mayim rishonim. Because when a person washes his hands before the meal, he's preparing himself to draw upon himself new das. Avol v'hiyisem kedoshim. V'hiyisem kedoshim means you will remain holy. You will be holy. Means v'hiyisem holoshen hoive v'kiyum. V'hiyisem is present tense, referring to something, retaining something, holding on to something. Hainu shetzorech lirois sheyihye v'yiskayim kedushosoy v'loyizbatel chasushom. Once a person draws kedusha upon himself, he's got to take certain steps to hold on to it. And it's from those words that the rabbis learned at the mitzvah of mayim achronim, k'aydei mayim achronim niskayim hadas kanal. Because mayim achronim is what assures the person that he'll be able to hold on to the new das that he acquired. And it's for this reason that mayim rishonim has to be water. Mayim achronim, if you don't have water, you're allowed to use juice, you're allowed to use soda, you're allowed to use other liquids. Ki mayim rishonim shebo letzorech hamshochas hadas v'alkein tzorech sham lehagbia yodov ulevorech aleim kedei lehamshich kedusha alkein tzorechim mayim dafka. Because when it comes to the first waters, which are for the sake of drawing das upon yourself, and that's why we lift up our hands at the time that we wash, to show that we're suyidechem kodesh, we're drawing, trying to draw kedusha, das, upon ourselves. Therefore, you must have water. Ki mayim hu b'chinas das hanal, v'hem b'chinas mayim kedoshim, because water is das. Avol achroinim, whereas the latter waters, she'enom boim rak lehavir hazuama v'losis lemchelkom, which the purpose of mayim achroinim is to remove the dirt from your fingers, to remove the schmutz, and to give the sitra achra its share. Alkein ein tzorich lemayim. That doesn't have to be literally water. Ki ein tzorich ato lahamshich hadas, because you're not drawing das now. Rak lahavir hazuama. You're just removing filth. That's what you're doing. V'litein lahem chelkam, and giving them their share, giving the sitra achra its share. U'machmazeh tzorich lahashpil yodov. And it's for this reason, when you wash before the meal, you're supposed to keep your hands up. When you make the bracha, or when you're drying them, keep them in an upward form. When a person washes mayim achronim, he's supposed to keep his hands in a downward form. Gam ein mevorchen aleim kamuvan. And also, we don't make a bracha on mayim achronim like we do on mayim rishonim. Why? Because again, that's the part that you're giving the sitra achra, just so that you should be zecher to the kiyum hadas. V'tekef achar shenot al yodo v'zecher l'kayim shleimus hadas. And as soon as the person washed his hands, whereby he was zecher to lock up the das that he received from the meal, that's when he's ready to say Birchas Hamozim. Kali de shleimus hadas niskashron la tzadik kemavur b'mayim avayim heimarikim sakeim. Because Rabbeinu Zal says in that chapter in the Ketoran Torah Yud Zayim that through shleimus hadas a person is zecher to attach himself to the tzadik. And it's through attaching yourself to the tzaddik that you're zeicher to draw upon yourself all the brachos. Bechinois ubrachos leroish tzaddik yadua, as is brought, that the brachos come from the tzaddik, as is known. The tzaddik is the sphere of yisoid. I just saw recently the Zohar HaKadosh says when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, that the word Echod is like the key word in the Shema. The word echod, the aleph is Chachma. I saw that on the word Echod, the Aleph stands for Keser, the crown of, because Aleph is Pele. Aleph is letters Pele, which refers to Keser. The Ches refers to the eight levels from Chachma till Yesoid. And they are the ones, it's the Aleph and Ches that shine into the Dalet. Dalet is Malchus. So that again, all brachos, all light, comes via Yesoid into the Malchus. The Yesoid, the Tzaddik, is called Yesoid. That's the one from which all, that's the source of all brachos and all Shefa. The Malchus is Klal Yisrael, the Shechina, all of that is referred to as Malchus. V'ze b'chinas perches ha-mozoin she-zoichin la-hamshich brachos al yidei ha-tzadik, al yidei she-niskashun eilov, al yidei ho-achilo she-ishleim o-sadas. And that's what Birchas HaMozein is all about. The washing the hands before the eating, and the eating, and the Mayim Achroinim, was all Hamshoch HaSadas. What's the purpose of Hamshoch HaSadas? To become attached to the Tzaddik. Why do we become attached to the Tzaddik? To draw brachos upon ourselves. That's the Birchas HaMozein. V'zeh b'chinas oireach mevorech. And this is why the Gemara says the guest is the one who you give the Birchas HaMozein to. The balabayis makes the moitzi. The guest is the one who should be given the honor of Birchas HaMozein. B'chinas oireach tzadikim ke'oir. As the posse, because the word oireach, which means guest, the word oireach is also merames on the tzaddik. Because there's a pasuk that says, the oirach tzadikim, the path of the tzadik. K'may shekosuv Rabbeinu, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in one place, in Likutei Moran. V'yalkein takeif l'netil sidayim bracha. And this is why there's a halacha that says, as soon as you wash your hands, birchas hamozein. You're not supposed to talk out. Ki tzorech lizoher ma'oid shaloi loses lehem yeniko yoyser midai. Because you have to be very careful when you're giving to the sitrachra, to give them the minimum, not to give them more than enough. Therefore, as soon as you wash mayim achroinim, where you're giving them something, you have to run away from them immediately, and start saying, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Kedei lekasher atzmoi lahatzadik, to bind yourself to the tzadik. V'loi lahafsik klal beintayim, not to allow a break in between. Wash my machrayim, then wait a little, and then berch samozen. Kidei shlo yizgabru b'soich kach chas v'shalom. So that there shouldn't be time for the sitrachra to strengthen itself. By doing it this way, wash, and immediately, baruch atah Hashem, you gave them what they were supposed to, and you took off right away. Lahavdil. It's like you're putting bullets in somebody's hands who you know he's not your best friend. Even if you have to give him a weapon, make sure you're you move out of his way as quickly as possible afterwards, just in case he changes his mind and he's shooting at you. V'yalkein birchas hamozein emra b'choloshen. And based on what we spoke about earlier, that birchas hamozein is a concept of shleimus hadas, and we spoke about the mayim rishonim and the mayim achronim, what it does. So Rav Nosson Zal says, therefore you could understand why after the person has already washed mayim rishonim, and he's eaten, and he's washed mayim achronim already, now, the Birchas HaMozein that he's going to say, he's allowed to say it b'choloshen. Ki me'achar shekvar zochu l'shleimus hadas. Because as we learned earlier, that when a person eats achila digdusha, is shleimus hadas. And the mayim rishonim was also preparation to draw that das upon himself. And the mayim achroinim was to make sure that the klipos, who must be given a little bit, but they shouldn't be yoinek more than their share. So once a person has done all of this preparation, now the Birchas HaMozein you can say already in any other language also. Your Yoitz, if you say it even not in Lashon Kodesh. Ki me'acha shekvar zochu l'shleimus hadas, v'nizbati al yinikas kol haklipos v'chol emunas kuzdios, she'yinikos mipgam ha'mizbeach. Because once the person has done all of this, through which he's been zeichet to a shleimus hadas, and he cut off the klipos and emunas kuzvios from drawing more than they're supposed to, from pigama mizbeach, we had mentioned earlier, that one of the main places where they're able to draw from is pigam hamizbeach. This is what the Zohar HaKadosh says, which is synonymous today with a person's table. Shulchanai, today is Mechaprak Mizbeach. Ki kvar zocho l'shleimus ha-mizbeach, because the person was already zocho to shleimus ha-mizbeach ha-yidei mayim rishonim u-mayim achroinim v'achila bekashruz. Because the person, through these three steps, was already zeicha to shleimus hamizbeach. Therefore, he's able to say bercha. And now Rav Nosson Zal sneaks in another item. Umach mazet tzrichin lahachil leoni me'al shulchanoi. And in addition, this is also why it's a very important item to include a poor person on your table. That a person's meal is incomplete, in a sense, if he doesn't include poor people in his meal. If he doesn't see to it that if I'm eating, to make sure that the poor people also have to eat. It's interesting that the Zohar HaKadosh says that one of the differences between, not the difference, the main difference between Shabbos and Yontif, there's a Mishnah that says, Ein bein Shabbos liyontif, ela oichel nefesh bulvad. That the only difference between Shabbos and Yontif is eating. People, the pshat in that is, regarding the laws of eating, cooking, baking, things like that, which on Yontif you may do, and on Shabbos you can't do. The Zohar HaKadosh says, oichel nefesh bilvad means, that oichel nefesh bilvad means, a person eating alone, by himself. Meaning, that whereas on Shabbos, a person can still be yotze, the mitzvah of achilas Shabbos, even if he doesn't have a guest at his table, a poor person at his table. On Yontif, a person does not get credit for fulfilling the mitzvah of Sudas Yontif without having a guest at his table, or without making sure that he saw to it that somebody else has what to eat. Somebody else who needs to have what to eat should have what to eat. So this is why Rav Nosson Zal says that you have this important chiyuv of seeing to it to give a poor person also to eat from your table. Ki af shem mitzvas tzedakah gedoyla ma'od, utzrich nizor tomid bitzedakah, im kol ze biyoyser tzrich nizor b'shas v'achilo l'kayim oz mitzvas tzedakah, kedei shiyunasim geirim al yidei ze v'yenishlam mechinesim mizbeach, k'mo yishem avor sham. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, even though everybody knows that the mitzvah of tzedakah is very important, and it's always important to give tzedakah, but especially at the time of eating which is synonymous with the Mizbeach. And by the Mizbeach, we're told that there's this potential of klipos drawing from it more than they're supposed to. So therefore, at that time especially, if a person is zoicha to give tzedakah in the form of hachnosis orchim, he includes a poor person in his meal also. By doing that, he helps see to it that only those who should come close to the Kedusha are able to come close. Those that qualify to be geirim, to be balei tshuva, they should be brought close. And those that need to be cut off or blocked from coming close to the Kedusha should be blocked. As is explained in chapter 17 in Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on. Rav Nosson Zal here is just touching these points very lightly. In Likutei Moran, Tur Yud Zayin, is where Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this much more. The issue of Pegama Mizbeach, the issue of Gerim being Mekar of Gerim. Ayin Sham, look over there. V'alkein muter lavorech birchas hamozim b'chol loshon. And therefore, based on all of this, you could understand why you're allowed to say Berachas HaMozoim in other languages besides Lashon Kodesh. If a person can't read Hebrew, let's say, Kikvar Nizbatel Yenikas Kol Hashivim Lashonos, because by washing his hands before the meal and after the meal and eating properly, the person has already succeeded in breaking the contact between the 70 languages, which represent Tumah, in them being able to draw improperly or too much from the Kedusha. V'chozru kulam el ha-kedusha. And now, in other words, you've knocked away the bed of the Shivim Lashonos, you've been machnia the ra of the Shivim Lashonos. Now, what remains can be brought into the Kedusha. V'nishlam hadas, and the person's been zeicha to a shlemus hadas by following these steps. U'me'achar shekvar nizgayru, and therefore, once the person has eaten in such a way where he caused a tikkun hamizbeach, which leads to being mekarev gerin, v'chozru kulam elakdusha, which means that from the other nations, from the 70 nations, those who qualified to be able to come close to the kedusha were able to come close. Al kein muter levorich b'chol al shaynois. Therefore, now it is okay to say Berachas HaMozoim in these other languages. ki kulam kedoshim, because what remains now is only the good of those 70 languages. Note how careful Rav Nosson Zal is being here in making this point so clear that lahavdil, among the goyim, the 70 wolves, as they're called, that surround this sheep, Hashem's sheep, which is Knesset Yisrael, among them there's ra and there's toiv. And if a person can do away with the ra properly, then what remains is a toiv which can be used by the Kiddusha, which is usable, can be used. Halachas kama v'kama, you could imagine, when you're talking about Yidden. If a person perceives that there are Yidden that have ra in them, it's possible, but of course, once the ra, you don't want to kill the Jew, you don't want to kill the bad Jew, you want to kill the bad. You want to get rid of the bad and leave the Jew alive. You want to bring the Jew close. Vohoran is ki kulam kedoshim, ki yotza toiv shebohem, v'chozer lakdusha, because the good that's found in those 70 languages is coming forth now and entering into the kedusha. Vohoran is batel memela, and the bad is being destroyed automatically. Ayin Shom, look over there in chapter 17 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this topic. This issue that when there's Tikkun HaMizbeach, then Gerim on Iskarev, and then we're able to bring forth the Toiv even in the Shivim L'Shoinos. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh Shekosav Rabbeinu B'mokom Achar, Al HaGemora Tfilois Keneget Midim Tikkun. This also ties in with what Rabbeinu Zal writes a little bit later in Likutei Moran. I believe it's Torah Mem Aleph, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see in a minute. I'm almost sure that's the one. Where Rabbeinu Zal talks about, he quotes the Gemara, which says, Tfilois keneged tmidim tiknun. That the tfilois of Shachris and Mincha that we have today correspond to the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar and the Tomid Shel Ben Arbaim. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there, Shehachnosas oireach Talmud Chocham hu tikun adas, that when a Jew is zeichet to bring a Talmud Chocham into his house to be his guest, that person, the host, is zeichet to a shleimus a tikun adas. V'hu bechinas oireach tzadikim ko'er noiga. The word oireach means guest. And the word oirach also means path, the path of a tzaddik, which is this concept of a shlemus hadas. Because by a person being zeichet to take a talmud chacham into his home, the person is zeichet to achila and feed him, that's achila digdusha, that's shlemus hamizbeach. Shaydezeh niskashren lahatzaddik. That's part of a person making that kesher to the tzaddik. V'oz oireach mavorech. And we know the Gemara says that when you take a guest into your home, the guest is the one who says the bracha, who's given the birchas hamazon. He's the one who gives a bracha. Kemei hatzaddik mekablin kol habrachos kanal. Because it's from the tzaddik that we receive all brachos, as we said earlier. The Zohar HaKadosh says on the riddle, you recall that when Shimshon HaGibor had dealings with the Pelishtim, and he gave them riddles, you know, with the lion, that he had an encounter with a lion, and he tore the lion apart, and the bees had made a hive in this lion's carcass. So it says over there that the riddle that Shimshon HaGibor gave to these Pelishtim was Meho'ichel Yotza Machol Umeaz Yotza Mosik. From that which eats came forth that which is eaten, and from something powerful came forth something sweet. He was referring to this carcass, the lion. What's more powerful than a lion? And here the lion was being eaten. And me'az yotza mosik, and again, something so sweet came forth from something so, which is the honey that they were making there. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, on this pasuk, me'ho'ichel yotza machol, machol is a catch-all term that refers to shefa. All the shefa in this world. Who is the source of all shefa in this world? Meho oichel yotzamachol. It comes from oichel. Who's the oichel? The tzaddik. There's a pasuk tzaddik oichel l'soiv anafshoi. So the term oichel is used to refer to the tzaddik. Me ha'oichel yotzo machol. The shefa, he is the mekoyer habrocha. Just like we say on Friday night about Shabbos. Likra Shabbos lechuven elcha ki hi mekoyer habrocha. Shabbos is the mekoyer habrocha. Shabbos is the tzaddik. In the Zohar HaKadosh, the Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon Choizal once said to him, Antu Shabbos de kula yoimi. You are the Shabbos. We six Talmidim, we're like the 6 days of the week, who are receiving, the 6 days of the week receive everything they have from the Shabbos. We Talmidim are receiving from you, the Rabbi. Ukishiniskashrin lahatzadik zeichin leyirav yavo. And when a person is zeicha to become attached to the tzaddik, then the person is zeicha to yira and ahava. In this chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Yud Zayin, Rabbi Nizal explains there that the tzaddikim are the ones who see the beauty that Hashem finds with Klal Yisrael. There's a pasuk, Yisrael asher becho espoer, the Jewish nation in whom I see beauty, Tiferes. Who are the ones who really appreciate that? The tzaddikim. Because unfortunately, non-tzaddikim, most of them look at the Jewish people and they have all kinds of terrible things to say about the Jews as a whole, and Rachman al-Tzlan about individual Jews. But the tzaddikim are the ones who have the ability to be melamed zchus, number one, on Klal Yisrael as a whole, and on each individual Jew. They see the hisparus that Hashem gets in each and every single yid. And Rabbi Nizal explains over there, hisparus, tiferes, is a combination of yira and ahava. We know, chesed, gvura, tiferes. And chesed is a concept of ahava, and gvura is a concept of yira. So the tzaddik, who's the one who sees and appreciates and brings out this hisparus, he is the source of yira and ahava. He is the best teacher for yira sashem and ahava sashem. Rabbi Nizal there explains it much more. Now you could understand why in the basic section of Birchas Hamozayin, it consists of the first three brachos, right? Hazon, Hazon Esakoil, or Hazon Barachmo Vesakoil, Aloretz Valamozayin, and Boinei Barachmo Vyushalayim, right? Those are the three basic brachos. Keneged bechinas hatzadik v'hayiro v'yahavo sheboim imenu. Those three brachos, again, we're saying birchas hamozayin. We're trying to draw the bracha upon ourselves. Who is the source of the bracha? The tzaddik, who is a klolius of yira and ahava. That's what we see in these three brachos. Ki bracha im tzois, because the middle bracha of al ha'oretz v'lamozayim, shehi birchas ha'oretz, he keneged tzaddik. That bracha represents the tzaddik. Shaydei zeh zoichen l'aretz Yisrael, because it's through the tzaddik that a person is zoichet to the kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. It's a posuk, ki tzaddikim yirshu eretz. Tzaddikim possess or inherit the land. V'alkei nizkar shom bris, b'chinas tzaddik. And that's why part of that bracha is al brischo shechosamto b'vsareinu. We're highlighting the bris, which is the tzaddik. V'hu oimed b'emtza. The tzaddik is in the middle. U'mimenu mispashtin v'yoytzin ahava v'yira. And from him come forth ahava on the right side, yira on the left side. Bechinas brocha rishoino, shei bechinas rotzoin, bechinas ahava. The first brocha of Birchas Hamozayin speaks about poiseach es yodecho masbia l'chol chai rotzoin. It speaks about goodwill coming from Hashem kaviochel. It speaks about chesed. Ki kol ha-brocha medaberes mituvoi v'chazdoi v'rachmo v'ritzoinoi. That's what the first brocha of Birchas Hamozayin is all about. It's a manifestation of ahava, of love. Ubrocha shlishis hi boinei Yerushalayim shehi b'chinas yira. The third bracha, which is boinei Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is yira shalayim. Ki al yidei hiskashrus lahatzadik, al yidei hoachilo zeichen leyira v'yavo kamo yishamavor shamayin sham. Because by a person binding himself to the tzaddik, by eating properly, by eating bigdusha, he's zeiche to draw upon himself Yira Dikdusha and Ahava Dikdusha, as Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Torah Yud Zayin and Likutei Moran. V'zeh shekosuv, and this is why the Pasuk says, Vayita Eshel Bever Shova, Vayikra Shom B'Shem Hashem, that Avram Avinu planted a tree in Be'er Sheva, he established an Eshel, and he proclaimed Hashem. He announced Hashem, the presence of Hashem there. Because Rashi HaKodesh says over there that the word Eshel is Rosh Hetevis Achila Shtia Lina or Levoya. That the word Eshel refers to a place where people are welcome to come and eat. By doing that, by establishing a hachnosa sorchim, he was able to proclaim the name of Hashem. Because as we said before, that when there's achila dikdusha, then the yira dikdusha and av dikdusha are revealed. Ki Avraham zocho l'shleimus hamizbeach shu achila bekashrus al yidei shoyu megayar gerim. Because Avraham Avinu, whose main avoida was to be mekar of people who were far from kedusha, but even going into the goyim, he was one of those who was qualified to know which goyim to be mekarif. He knew which goyim come from klipas noiga. We've mentioned this before, that we know in tuma there's two flavors. There's tuma that's all bad, Ra Legamri, which is symbolized by the three klipos, the Ruach Soro, Onan Godol, Eish Mislakachas. In the vision that Yechezkel HaNavi had, he saw four forms of darkness, in a sense. Three of them, which are referred to as all bad, and the other one, the Noigalo Soviv, Noiga is called twilight. It's a mix of good and bad, and this is discussed throughout this forum. So it's brought that Gerim, those Goyim who qualified to come join Klal Yisrael, it's because they are not from those other three klipos. They are obviously from Noiga, and therefore they have good and bad, and if the bad is eliminated, the good is able to come and join the Kedusha completely. It's like the concept of Tois the Shabbos, where Shabbos is holiness, and you have a Friday and Sunday, which have the ability, part of them can be made, mamish, turned into Shabbos, to have the Kedusha of Shabbos. So it's by Avraham Avinu, it says that Hashem said to him, he called him Avraham, ki av hamoin goyim nesaticho, because I've established you as a father of a multitude of nations. What does that mean? The first letters of hamoin goyim nesaticho spell this word noiga. That Avraham Avinu was the father of... He wasn't... To say he's a father of the goyim, that's an honorable title. To say he's a father of the Swahilis, that's an insult. To say that he was Av Hamon Goyim Satich, it means that Avraham Avinu was a tzaddik on a level. He had the discretion to be able to know who's who, to be able to know who could be brought close to the Kiddusha and who can't. So therefore, he was zeichet to shleimus hamizbeach, which Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter in Likutei Moran, is tied into being able to be mekarev gerim. Ki Avraham hoyo ish chesed ubal tzdoko ugmilas chesed, vayidei zeh hoyo megar gerim. This is why Avraham Avinu is known for Hachnosis Orchim, because he knew the secret of Hachnosis Orchim. He knew that Hachnosis Orchim is totally in Achila Degdusha, which is totally in being Mekarev Gerim, which is totally in this Yira and Av or Degdusha. He was the one who was zeichet to have all of those things. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds an appendix. Related to what we said before, that by eating properly, the person is zeichet to attach himself to the tzaddik. Through that, he's zeichet to yira navo. Ki achila bekashrus hu nishba mebchinas eretz Yisrael, she bechinas emes. Because eating bikdusha is tied into Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the land of Achila Digdusha. Eretz Yisrael is the land of Truma and Meiser and Orla. All the mitzvahs that are tied into Achila are primarily in Eretz Yisrael. Shehi Bechinas Emes. And we know that Eretz Yisrael symbolizes Emes. Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in the beginning of Torah Mem Zayin and Likutei Moran. There Rabbeinu Zal shows the connections between these things. Eretz Yisrael, Emes, because Achila Bekashrus comes from Eretz Yisrael, which is Bechinas Emes, Bechinas Tfilin, Shenikro Imper. Emes is the mid of Yaakov Avinu. The Pasuk says, Titein Emes Liyakov. And Yaakov Avinu is called Tiferes. Because again, Avraham is Chesed, Yitzchok is Gvura, Yaakov is Tiferes, which is Tfilin. Tfilin are called Pe'er. There's a Pasuk, Pe'ercha Chavush Olecha. Your Tfilin will be strapped on you. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 47, in the first half of Likutei Moran, Nimtza, Shezoiche al yidei achila bekashrus, legalois ha-hisparus, b'chinas tefillin anal. So therefore, we said achila bekashrus is a concept of Eretz Yisrael, which is Emes, which is Tiferes, which is tefillin, the beauty of tefillin. And from Tiferes, comes Yira and Ava, which are Chesed and Gvura, as is explained there. This is tied into Birchas Hamazon, which we said before, the three brachos of Birchas Hamazon. Bechinas, and now it ties in beautifully to the pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal bases that whole chapter on. Torah Mem Zayin Likutim Ram, he bases it on a pasuk where it says, Va'achaltem ochel v'sovoya, you will eat to satisfaction, v'hilaltem Hashem Hashem, and you'll give praise to the name of Hashem. What's the praise? Birchas Hamazon. The Birchas Hamazon is what summarizes everything we've learned here so far. All the different aspects. The Achila Dikdusha, the connection to the Tzaddik, to the Yira and Avo, to the Hisparus. All of that is symbolized by the Tefillah of Birchas Hamazon. Bechina Sholosh Brochos Shel Birchas Hamazon Hem Keneged Adas Shekolo Mitlas Mitlas. Now Rav Nosson Zal says that the three basic brochos of Birchas Hamazon represent Das, which is also a combination of three, which is Kolo Mibchinas Yiro V'Avo, because Das is a combination of Yiro and Avo, Bechinas Chesed U'Gvura. V'hadas ha-mechabrum, and Das is the thing that combines them. So that's how Das is a trilogy. You know, Das is a trio. V'alkein midoy raiso sagi b'sholosh brochos. And it's for this reason that according to the written Torah, Birchas Hamazon consists of three brochos. Ki ikar hadas urak sholosh b'chinas kanal, because Das is basically three. The Gemara tells us that based on an outstanding incident in Jewish history, the rabbis added a fourth bracha to Birchas Hamazon, the bracha of Hatoy v'Hametiv. Kidei lahamshich hispashtus hadas beprotius. The reason for that is because even though Das is three, when you want to draw Das, when you want to draw Das and use it to understand specific items, then Das extends to be a fourth item. Ki beprotius heim arba bechinois. Because when we talk about the details of Das, then Das becomes a foursome, kimuva, as is brought. If you recall, we mentioned this also many times, that when Bezalel made the Mishkan, it says over there that Hashem gave him understanding bechochma ubetvuna ubedas ubechol melocha. It lists four items there. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that there is this concept of Dalet Moichin. Even though we're used to talking about Gimel Moichin, Chochma Bina Das, that kind of concept, there is this concept of Dalet Moichin. Just like you have in the shin of the tefillin, you have two shins. There's a shin with three heads and a shin with four heads. So we see that this concept of Seichel Digdusha, which usually we refer to as three, there are times we refer to it as four. And here Rav Nosson Zal gives you a little bit of a like Arashi on Kabbalah, where he tells you that this fourth one symbolized the Hispashtus Hadas Beprotius. Ki Beprotius Heim Arba Bechinas. V'alkein Hoisifu Brechas HaToiv HaMeitiv. And this is why that fourth bracha specifically is called HaToiv VaHaMeitiv. Ki Ikra Toiv Hu Hadas. Because the main Toiv in the world is Das. Bechinas gam nefesh. Here I think it might be a printer's mistake. It should be gam beloy das nefesh loy toiv. Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk where Rabbeinu Zal says that das is the toiv, and he bases it on this pasuk gam beloy das nefesh loy, that without das there's no toiv. So that toiv is this concept of das. There's a few psukim like that also. The name of Hashem, each one of the midos has a name of Hashem associated with it. For example, Elikim corresponds to Gvura, Ekez, Bina. The name of Hashem for das is Aleph, He, and then Vov, He. It's a name that a lot of people don't know about. And that name of Hashem is Bigimatria Toiv, exactly. There's a few places where that comes to play when Hashem created the world. Bereshis Bor Elikim Es HaShamayim VeSoretz. Reshis is Chochma. Elikim is Bina. Es HaShamayim VeSoretz. The first letters are Aleph Hey, Vov Hey, which is this name of Hashem, which represents Das. That's why, for example, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, it says, Vatero Isoi Ki Toivu. She saw that he was Toiv. Why? because he was Das. Moshe Rabbeinu was the symbol of Das. Das is called this Toiv. And this is why when the Chachamim added this fourth bracha to the Birchas HaMazon, where this fourth bracha is the union of Hispashtus Hadas Beprotius, the title of that bracha is HaToiv HaMeitiv. Because Toiv is this union of Das. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Halacha Beis, Zimun Bishloisha. For a mezuman, you have to have a minimum of three people. Va'oz tzrichin kois kemavura b'zoyer HaKadosh. According to the Zoyer HaKadosh, when three people are benching, they use a kois. Most people do not follow that custom today. Most people would not use a kois unless they had a minion, at least. However, there is a mokar. The Zoyer HaKadosh mentions using a kois even for three. U'kemuva b'shulchan aruch, she'ikra kois b'shulchan aruch.